This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A recent news release from the Salvation Army in Nanaimo announced the introduction of a $1 fee for its lunches, which went into effect on December the 1st. This is in addition to an already existing $2 fee for its dinner. Lunch and dinner are offered daily to those in Nanaimo who are in need of food due to poverty. The Salvation Army says it provides nearly 9,000 meals per month at its New Hope Center in downtown Nanaimo, and that significant growth in the numbers of people needing the meals, along with increases in cost to provide them, have made the step to charge a fee necessary.
A local advocacy group called the Creative Awareness Collective has challenged the Salvation Army's approach, calling it self-serving, and says it is shameful that the Salvation Army is crying poor. The Salvation Army says contributing money allows clients to take some responsibility for their own well-being and increase their self-worth. But the Creative Awareness Collective asks, if someone in poverty has to beg or panhandle for that dollar, how could it increase self-worth?
And we're joined in the studio by Wallace Mallet and Mary Ellen Bruce with the Creative Awareness Collective. Welcome.
Good morning.
You two lovely people.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Wallace, tell us about the Pennies from Heaven campaign, what its origins were.
Okay. When this press release came out and they announced that they were going to charge a dollar, one of the street people came up to me and suggested that we meet them outside, take their loonie, and give them 100 pennies to go in and make things a little difficult and send a message. People on the street don't have an opportunity to have their voice heard. This started a little idea in my head. And we began a collective sitting in the Vault Cafe on Wallace Street last Thursday. We were offended by this press release. We don't think they have the moral authority to define a person's dignity and self-worth. And we question their dollar amount for their lunch when the bread and yogurt and everything else is donated there. And we wonder whether the people in the community are aware that they're supporting the Salvation Army, thinking that their money is going to feed people at lunch when it's going elsewhere. So we decided to do something about it. So we came down Friday morning with a wheelbarrow, two laptops, and four people that are concerned. And some of us have lived on the streets, so we know what it's like. And being students on campus, we've learned how to be able to think critically, take guidance from others, and bring this awareness to the general public and support those in our community that are disenfranchised and should not be forced to go hungry for Salvation Army's kettle season or whatever other reasons they want to use.
Thanks, Wallace. Mary Ellen, tell us about your thoughts around the concept of dignity for the clients of the Salvation Army meal program. For example, the idea that buying your lunch with a dollar increases your sense of self esteem and self-worth?
I don't agree with that. A lot of these people will have to panhandle or really start bothering citizens for money so they can have lunch. And I myself spent all month down there last month having lunch because I can't make ends meet towards the end of the month. I'm a student, and I also go down there to see my friends that are still homeless because I was part of them when I was out there. And the whole clientele and maybe a few of them has changed. A lot of these people are the working poor, the underprivileged, senior citizens, and children. I saw children. I don't understand. I am grateful to the Salvation Army for giving me a roof over my head last May of 2008 to get me off the streets in the hopes that I could straighten my life around. I am grateful. But I do not understand their meaning behind self-dignity and self-worth should be a dollar. There's so much in that doesn't make sense. It's not the Salvation Army that I used to know.
Thanks, Mary Ellen.
I spoke with Rob Anderson, who is a manager with the Salvation Army in Nanaimo, about the lunch fee, about some of the reasons for it, and the way it's being handled. Here's some of what he had to say. Rob, there was a cost added to the lunch program on December 1st. as a way, and this was reported in the Daily News, for the organization to smooth out relations with neighboring businesses who are fed up with the noon hour crowds. Tell me more about that.
Well, that was part of the reason. There were many factors that went into that, and it had to do with the numbers that we were seeing for lunch and the challenge that we were facing in monitoring the patrons during lunchtime and trying to feed 250 people in a 60-seat dining room in a short period of time.
I anticipate then that there has been a difference in the numbers attending the luncheon, and I'm wondering, is that really a good thing? Does it not harm people who can't pay for the lunch simply to smooth out neighborhood relations?
Okay, what we've done in preparation for this is that our numbers have dropped and we expected them to drop. But we wanted to make sure that those that needed a free meal and did not have the dollar could had an opportunity to obtain a free meal. So we set up with our family services office where they can go in from a case, see a caseworker and get free meal tickets. So that they can redeem them either at lunch or supper time, whichever they preferred.
Now, Wallace Millay is a member of the Creative Awareness Collective, and he was quoted in the newspaper as saying that he wants to help people in need by collecting pennies on their behalf, while also putting pressure on the Salvation Army to bring back the free lunch program. What were your impressions when you started seeing pennies arriving as payment for lunches?
My initial reaction was is that we would accept them. If that's what they needed to be able to pay the meal, we've always accepted pennies for dinner. So there was no change to what we've not done in the past.
That was Rob Anderson, who spoke with me about that new fee that has been added to the Salvation Army's lunch program. Rob Anderson also discussed the Good Neighbor Agreement it had been trying to live up to, but had recently been forced to abandon due primarily to the large numbers of people attending the luncheon. Now, Jan, Rob stated that at a meeting of the local neighborhood group held in October, which includes representation from the city of Nanaimo, area residents, and business owners, that the Salvation Army was given four options. The first was to serve only 100 meals each day. The second was to open only three times per week. The third was to shut down the lunch program completely. And the fourth was to charge a $1 fee. In fact, Rob Anderson told the Nanaimo Daily News that, and I'll quote him, 99% of the problems we have with our neighbors have to do with the lunch program. Now, the numbers of people attending the lunch had grown to as high as 250 people a day. But now, after the introduction of the fee, numbers have decreased to about 70 people, apparently.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Jan. I'm here with Kevin. And we have a Nanaimo-based advocacy group called the Creative Awareness Coalition. They're protesting a $1 fee that has recently been added to the Salvation Army's New Hope Center lunch program. And we're joined in the studio by Wallace Millay and Mary Ellen Bruce. Wallace, what are your thoughts about the neighborhood problem?
Okay. First, I'd like to say that we are not here to vilify the Salvation Army. They do a great job in our community and across the country. And this is directed at who runs this Salvation Army here. I'm glad he mentioned about the people not going hungry and allowing to have them six meal tickets per year, and I believe it's four
food hampers.
Food hampers. Now, I had CBC News contact me, and they were waiting for us to have a meeting. So that, and Mr. Anderson told the reporter that he was having difficulty getting the message out about the availability of six tickets, and I have a problem with that because him and I were on the A-Channel News on Friday evening, and we were in the paper, the Nanaimo Daily News, on Monday, and he had two opportunities to bring this to public awareness and did not. So is this just trying to cover his tracks? And as far as the downtown businesses go, if they were having this meeting, and it concerns the individuals that come through our doors, not only the homeless, but the working poor, single families, moms with kids, people with disability and that, why there was not an advocate and representation at that table to voice the concerns of the people that it's affecting the most. And this is a community. It's not a couple of businesses downtown. This affects the whole community as a whole.
So, so this was sort of sprung on people without their ability to have a voice with regards to the options of what the choices were around raising the fee.
I believe so, maybe I'm incorrect, and there was representation at the table, but I've not heard of anybody being at that table.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the lunch crowd as being obnoxious to the local business surrounding? It's like Sandy's Kitchen and other places on that same block?
Well, I believe with the combined efforts of the downtown outreach team, the bike unit that goes along, and other things that people are noticing that they're not having that much of a problem downtown. And if it's such a problem downtown, how come I'm having businesses right across the street and along that way coming down and putting pennies in our wheelbarrows? So I have questions on that also.
You, Mary Ellen?
Oh, like I said, I went down there all last month to have lunch, mostly to socialize with my friends and ask them how they're doing. And I was surprised. There's quite a change in clientele. So, like, a dollar for self-dignity, to increase their self-worth and dignity? I can't believe this. The businesses... I was in a meeting with them in the summer over the free lunch program. They were going to cut it out, and the businesses were complaining. And now I read in the paper that Sandy doesn't see a problem with it. Mm.
That's good.
Wallace, what are the next steps for this protest against the Salvation Army's lunch fee?
Well, we've been going off and on for the last, since yesterday afternoon, about having a meeting between Mr. Anderson and other concerned people. And, the meeting was on again, off again, and last night, after no communications with Mr. Anderson for several hours, we decided we were not going to have the meeting. But under some guidance from other people in the community, because we're amateurs at this, and it was best interest for all involved that we do go over and meet with Mr. Anderson and hear what he has to say, and we'll decide after the meeting where we're going to follow next.
Thank you, Wallace. Are you involved in other issues concerning homelessness besides this protest, your collective? Are you involved with the emergency shelter issues? And
well, we have concerns on that issue, but at the time we're focusing what energies we have on this issue with the Salvation Army and the dollar charge for lunch, the extreme weather shelter, the people of the Unitarian Fellowship and volunteers in that. They're doing an amazing job there. John Horn has a difficult position in what he's in, right? We don't agree with the policy of an extreme weather shelter instead of a cold shelter for the entire winter. And we will address that in the new year. We would like people to enjoy their holidays. This is the major thing that we're focused on right now. And we would like to say thank you to Dimitri at the Vault Cafe for allowing us to set up in front of his business where he makes his livelihood to do this. And to promote that he's gathering toys for the Haven Society for Women. So we love you, Dimitri. Thank you from the collective and many people in this community.
Great.
We only have a moment left, and I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today, Mary Ellen.
Yes, I'd just like to see everybody be happy and healthy and fed at Christmas, including our own friends out in the community that are less fortunate. I don't understand why all of a sudden at Christmas this is going on, because we are a country that has so much. It would certainly open people's eyes if we were to turn around and take the name out of Nanaimo City with no pity and make it Nanaimo the city with heart.
Wallace.
I concur. This is an amazing community. I came here 4 years ago, quite a messed up individual, and with support and encouragement from this community, from so many sectors, and the VI University, I love this city, and this is an amazing community that we live in.
I'd second that, or third that, or whatever, but you guys are doing interesting things. I would like to thank you both very much for taking the time to join us, and we look
thank
forward
you.
To seeing what the outcome of this is.
And there will be a meeting with Mr. Anderson at 3 p.m. this afternoon at the Salvation Army. I hope you'll still be there, and thank you to the community, and I hope you have a good holiday, and let's take care of all the people in our community.
Thanks, you.
Thank
and, of
you.
Course, that's Thursday at 3 p.m. if you're listening on Monday. You will have read something hopefully positive about this in the newspaper. Thanks to both of you. Wallace Mallet and Mary Ellen Bruce are advocates who have taken up the cause of people in need of food and shelter in Nanaimo. They were speaking on behalf of a new Nanaimo-based advocacy group that calls itself the Creative Awareness Collective. Rob Anderson is a manager with the Salvation Army's New Hope Center in Nanaimo. The Salvation Army is the largest private social services agency in British Columbia. Its services include the provision of emergency food, clothing, and shelter, along with a variety of meal programs, as well as many other additional social services.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.